WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. And welcome back to the Stoic Life podcast, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes, designed to help you build the calm confidence we all crave. Today, we are diving into something super relevant in our hyper-connected world. How to develop a healthy relationship with technology. Ever feel like your phone is glued to your hand? Like social media is sucking up all your precious time? You know that feeling when you look up from your screen and wonder, wait, where did the day go? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, tech isn't inherently bad. It's a powerful tool, but like any tool, it can be misused. We need to learn how to wield it wisely so it enhances our lives instead of controlling them. Think of it like this. Technology is the hammer and we're the blacksmith. We get to decide what we build with it. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you forge that healthy relationship. Number 1. Mindfulness is your superpower. Seriously, folks, practicing mindfulness can be a game changer. It's about being present in the moment, not constantly scrolling or checking notifications. When you catch yourself reaching for your phone out of habit, take a step back. Ask yourself, do I really need to check this right now? Or can I engage with my surroundings and enjoy the present moment? Number 2. Set boundaries, babe. You're the boss of your digital life. Establish clear boundaries around screen time. Designate tech-free zones in your home, maybe the dinner table or your bedroom. And schedule regular breaks throughout the day to disconnect completely. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't let a friend hog all your time, right? Treat your digital world with the same respect. Number 3. Curate your content. What you consume online shapes your reality. So be intentional about what you follow and engage with. Unfollow accounts that trigger negativity or stress. Instead, seek out inspiring content that uplifts and motivates you. Think of it like building a digital garden you want to cultivate growth and positivity, not weeds. Number 4. Embrace the offline world. Remember those things called hobbies. Spending time in nature. Connecting with people face-to-face. These are real-life experiences that nourish your soul. Make an effort to unplug and engage in activities that bring you joy outside the digital realm. It's like hitting the refresh button on your life. Number 5. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, both online and offline. This can shift your perspective and help you focus on what truly matters. Remember, contentment isn't about having everything, it's about appreciating what you have. Let me paint a picture for you. Picture this. You're at a dinner party, surrounded by friends and laughter. The conversation is flowing, the food is delicious, and everyone's genuinely engaged. But then, someone whips out their phone and starts scrolling through social media. Suddenly, the energy shifts, the smiles fade, and the connection feels strained. Sound familiar? This is what happens when technology takes center stage. It can pull us away from meaningful connections and rob us of precious moments in the real world. So let's make a conscious effort to be present, engaged, and intentional with our tech use. Remember, friends, the goal isn't to ditch technology altogether, it's about using it wisely to enhance our lives, not control them. By practicing mindfulness, setting boundaries, curating our content, embracing offline experiences, and cultivating gratitude, we can forge a healthy relationship with technology that empowers us instead of enslaves us. So go out there, be intentional, stay present, and remember your life is an adventure. Don't let technology steal the show. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. Leave a review, connect with me on social media, let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay stoic and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.